The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include folk pop, New Orleans, Broadway, ballet, dance, contemporary jazz, and a whole lot more. Leave it to singer-songwriter Amy Mann to make beautiful music about mental illness, as she did on last year's album by that name. Her album, Mental Illness, won a Grammy Award for Best Folk Album this past February. NPR has named her one of the world's top 10 greatest living songwriters. Amy Mann's songs are well-crafted compositions, filled with pop hooks and melodies that are instantly pleasing and pull the listener along with lyrical hooks that are equal to the music. She's also a terrific live performer, which you can see for yourself at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass., tonight at 8 p.m. For the past 3 years, Sally Taylor, the daughter of James Taylor and Carly Simon, has engaged artists working in every medium and genre and brought them together by asking them to interpret one another's artwork in a kind of game of telephone and to express it in their own medium. For example, a musician interprets a photograph, a dancer interprets the song, a painter interprets the dance, a perfumer interprets the painting, a poet interprets the perfume, and so on until all five senses are represented. In this process, which Sally calls consensus, get it? Each artist extracts the essence of the artwork they are provided with and uses this work as the catalyst for their own creation. Now, for the first time since founding Consensus, Taylor has engaged young student artists from local elementary schools to create Come to Your Senses, featuring 55 works across all media on exhibit this summer at Kidspace at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. Taylor celebrates the opening of the exhibit with an intimate one-night-only concert on Saturday at 7 p.m., featuring acoustic performances by herself and her brother Ben Taylor, fellow next-gen R&B sensation Corey Withers, daughter of Bill Withers, blues guitarist Eric Erdman, and hip-hop artist and producer John Forte, formerly of the Fugees. Jacob's Pillow opens its dance season this weekend with the Royal Danish Ballet, the third oldest ballet company in the world. This legendary company includes contemporary choreographers in its repertory, such as Yuri Killian, John Neumeier, Alexei Ratmansky, and Christopher Wheeldon. Also at the Pillow this weekend is the Minneapolis-based Ragamala Dance Company, which specializes in a vibrant contemporary take on South Indian classical dance. The company's evening-length work, Written in Water, features a live ensemble of musicians accompanying the dancers. On Saturday night at 7 p.m., Harry Connick Jr. brings a New Orleans tricentennial celebration to the Shed at Tanglewood in a concert featuring a night of Connick's hits and New Orleans favorites. And then on Sunday at 2:30 p.m., the phenomenal singer and actress Audra McDonald will perform a program of songs ranging from standards by Sondheim, Rodgers, and Gershwin to the sounds of today's leading Broadway composers backed by the Boston Pops Orchestra. And our region's own Lindsay Webster brings her award-winning jazz Blue-Eyed Soul to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Webster was named Contemporary Jazz Artist of the Year by Billboard magazine for 2 years running in both 2016 and 2017. Her cool urban soul vocals have often been compared to such R&B royalty as Sade, Mariah Carey, and Anita Baker. The sultry and soulful singer-composer has scored 2 Billboard number ones on the contemporary jazz chart, making her the first vocalist in the format to garner a number one record since the iconic Sade. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.